SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands, and waterways across Australia.
From SBS Examines, I'm Olivia Diorio. SBS Examines is here to dispel misinformation and disinformation impacting social cohesion. In this episode, we're talking about sexual education in Australia. It's important, but inconsistent and controversial. So should sex ed be accessible to everyone?
It's not just about sex and STIs and contraception, that it's about consent and making an informed choice and understanding what that looks like.
That's Elin Chang, Manager of Health Promotion at Family Planning Australia. Sexual education is part of the school curriculum in Australia, from preschool to year 12. But there's often debate around what's appropriate for kids to be learning.
There's a variety of concerns common amongst parents from all different backgrounds. For example, is this type of education going to make my child go and have sex?
Ms. Chang works with groups from different cultural or religious backgrounds to provide evidence-based reproductive and sexual health information fit for their needs.
So it's not about withholding some information because we think that a particular group may not want that or need that, or that may not be aligned with their particular views. It's about being able to adapt it to the needs of the audience and recognizing that for each individual, their culture and religious background will be part of their views.
Associate Professor in the School of Education, Culture and Society at Monash University, Fida Sanjukta, says sexual education is a contentious subject in Australia.
There are many concerns. So with the communities I work closely with, and I do work closely with the Australian Muslim community, it's the inclusion of more open discussions about sexuality in the classroom, the public displays of sexual identities in schools, and the continual dominance of secular ideologies underpinning current developments in this curriculum.
She says in many schools, a sex-positive approach is taken, which is backed by evidence that suggests young people are sexually active and want to know about topics such as pleasure and desire.
So for many people of faith backgrounds argue that those perspectives are progressive. So we just have to continue with these open and respectful discussions. Anyone who says that I'm educating the individual can't ignore the fact that you're also educating a society, someone who will contribute to societies.
The national curriculum in Australia currently includes only some components of comprehensive sexuality education, which is recommended by the United Nations. However, they remain ambiguous and open to interpretation. Associate Professor Sanjukta says to achieve comprehensive sexual education in Australia, the curriculum needs to accommodate everyone, including people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds.
It's always subject to reform, but also criticism and scrutiny, and yet it is fundamental just to the overall health and well-being of our students.
What was your sexual education like growing up? I bet you'd have a very different answer compared to the person sitting next to you. And even for people who grew up in Australia, experiences vary.
While there's a national curriculum, each of the states and territories interprets the curriculum differently or puts their own spin on it.
Senior lecturer in the School of Education at Edith Cowan University, Dr. David Rhodes, says sexual education is inconsistent across Australia.
I think that the big problem is, as a society, we view sexuality as something that is purely adult, and that children and young adults don't have a sexual identity. So this is a fairly significant taboo, I guess, which limits what governments are prepared for children to be taught in schools.
Your sexual education can depend on whether you attend a public or private, a religious or non-religious school, or even on the kind of educator you have, which could be a teacher, a community leader, or a guardian. And that's a problem.
we're not teaching all students, all young people in Australia, the same things, and we're not giving them access to the same materials or the same information, and they're not as aware of their own bodies or the relationships that they'll enter into in the future.
Dr. Rhodes says young people are desperate for information about what is happening to their bodies, and if they're not being taught by schools, they're going to look elsewhere.
And they're doing it quite often in inappropriate and quite often dangerous places like porn sites or in chat rooms and in various online environments that aren't regulated.
This is leading to kids being misinformed and misinterpreting the information they're consuming. According to the Family Planning Alliance Australia, this can lead young people to be more vulnerable to sexual abuse, gender-based violence, increased rates of unplanned pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections. It can also lead to increased rates of sexual exploitation, reinforced taboos about bodies and gender stereotypes. The list goes on.
As a society and as educators, we need to cater to the needs of the children that are in our care. These lessons are pivotal to a person's identity and having healthy relationships.
This story was produced by SBS Examines and presented by Olivia Diorio. To find out more, visit sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.